Welcome to Dish Nation.
Hey.
We are going to have so much fun today, but first, I got to check in with Chewy and the ATL crew. What's up, everybody?
What's up, guys? And Frank are going to join us a little later to go thirst trapping with the stars, and we got something for the men and the ladies.
And you won't believe who's censoring Cardi B, baby, but first, what you got, Portia?
Alright, guys, well, we have definitely seen a lot of celebs thirst trap to get our vote. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
But this one, guys, goes even further. So, several stars are getting naked to let you know about naked ballots. Now, naked ballots is when you send in your ballot, but you don't put it in the proper envelopes, and that is called naked ballots. So, Brett, are you ready for some naked rock?
Naked Dwayne the Rock Johnson?
No, sorry. I'm talking about not that rock, but Chris Rock, okay?
Oh, I'm naked.
I'm completely butt-ass naked.
I'm naked.
I'm, like, naked.
There isn't a man behind me. These are my hands.
Why you want me to be naked?
I'm here to talk to you about voting.
You know what? It's so funny seeing Chris Rock naked. I just have to say, take the reading glasses off before you get naked. It kind of counteracts each other.
Well, he needs to see.
He don't need to see nothing. I'm the one looking. Take your reading glasses off, Chris.
Okay, now Chelsea Handler and Sarah Silverman are showing a lot of boobs, Sherry. Do you think this message is more for the men?
Well, I think the message, because you had the men naked too, so that was for the women. But I definitely think when you showing boobs and you holding it, because Sarah was like, she had that whole Janet Jackson pose. Remember from Rolling Stone with her? So I think that Sarah Silverman and Chelsea, that was like, this is straight for the men. Look at my boobs and do this voting. Absolutely. That was right. For the men.
Good boobage gets everybody's attention, okay?
No, they definitely had my attention. I had no idea that Sarah Silverman was working with all that. And for that, we thank you.
You see, now look at the men.
Okay, y'all, so I hope y'all ready, because we're getting sequels for not one, but two of some of y'all favorite movies. Now, Whoopi Goldberg starred in Sister Act and Sister Act 2 back in the early 90s, and now she's working on making Sister Act 3 happen.
Yes!
Can't wait.
I totally wonder if Lauryn Hill's coming with her. We'll see. Yo, Sherry, you want to hit us with Whoopi's quote?
Whoopi said,
it's a really fun movie, and it's just like bad singing. Great singing, man. Okay, singing, and then nuns. What's better than that?
Sherry.
All right. It's gonna be so bittersweet though, because I would like to think that probably like most of those nuns from the first two are dead. It was quite some time ago.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? And they were really old.
I know Kathy and Jimmy and the other younger actress are the two that are alive, and Whoopi. But I still would like to see it head crack. It was because it was so much fun watching those nuns sing, and I think the joy that it brought and having Whoopi back out of that political arena of The View and what she does so well. I can't wait to see it.
But that's not the only classic movie that's coming back. Now, Tyra Banks is working on a follow-up for a 2000 movie, Coyote Ugly, and she's trying to get a Dancing with the Stars co-star, Derek Huff, involved.
Oh, wow.
Now, Portia, what did Tyra say about it?
So Tyra said, yes, we're talking about trying to do Coyote Ugly 2 or a series. I'm asking you now, Derek, can you choreograph it for me?
Now, Gary, if you could be in one of these two sequels between Coyote Ugly and Sister Act, which one would you want to be in?
Of course, Coyote Ugly, honey. I want to dance on the bar. I have a new body.
No.
I want to get up on the bar and dance, honey, just like everybody else, honey. Yes, ma'am, baby, Miss Coyote Ugly.
What would you wear, Gary, if you were dancing on the bar, Gary? What would you be wearing? Let us know.
Baby, please, honey, I will wear some nice, tight shorts, some huggers, and a cute little shimmy shirt, honey. And I will be up there dancing just like the rest of the girls, honey.
Gary, I want to know what's new about this body, because we're in quarantine. You ain't got no big old booty now, do you? Did you go get your butt done?
That's to be seen, honey. That's to be seen, baby. I might have.
Well, we have to wait to see who gets involved with those movies. But here's some casting news we know for sure. So excited about this. Real Housewives of New York is getting their first black cast member, y'all.
Oh, yay!
I love this. Garcelle Bouvet is setting it up. Now, we got attorney and TV host Ebony K. Williams. She's been named as the latest New York housewife. Ebony said, "I'm excited to join this legendary franchise as the first Black housewife. Can't wait to share a slice of life in this city that hasn't been seen before." So, Portia, now, I love Ebony Williams because this sister don't play. Do you think because she's 37, she's younger than most of the New York housewives, so you think that she's going to shake things up?
I think she's going to shake things up for sure. She's very intelligent. She thinks on the fly, and that's how you got to be up there with those New York girls. You got to be quick with it, honey. I think she's going to be good. I think her being, she has just enough youthfulness, but then she's very mature at the same time. So she's going to give them both sides, and it's going to be hell, honey.
If you have ever seen Ebony Williams, she's also a pundit because she's an attorney, she's a TV host, but if you've ever seen her on CNN or all of these shows, when she gives her opinion, she don't play around.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to see her go up against these women. It's hard. You got an intelligent woman up in there. Woo! I'm watching.
Can't wait.
Okay, y'all, so sisters fighting over clothes is nothing new. Now, you think with Kendall and Kylie Jenner's money, that would not be a problem, but you would be wrong. Oh. On last night's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the sisters are all in Palm Springs and Kendall's night is ruined. Oh my God. When Kylie steals the outfit that she was gonna wear. Check this out.
You wanna try that cow shirt? Could be cute with your shoes.
No, I wanted to wear your brown other outfit, but then Kylie comes in and everyone comes down to Kylie and lets her wear whatever.
Oh, like you deserve the outfit more.
It was for me. She literally offered to me while we were late.
Kendall, I have such a cute dress coming. It's sheer. It's red and blue.
Whatever, you're a hater. You're not going to ruin my f***ing night. I'm having a good time.
Hey, you ruined my f***ing night, so I can do whatever. No, I have the best dress coming here.
Have you ever fought with anybody over clothes?
Listen, I grew up as an only child. I had 10 cousins. We wore all the same size shoes and clothing. What do you think, Brad? There was some royal rumbles. There was some royal rumbles in East LA with a bunch of little Mexican kids in the front yard for clothes and what we were going to wear and who could wear what.
It was different when you were younger, though, Chewy, because, see, Kylie and her are now older and rich, so they're fighting over the better clothes. But the youngest child always used to the damn hand-me-downs and get the worst
hand-me-downs.
There is nothing worse than having an outfit that you had planned to wear that night and somebody takes your outfit, your best friend, or she's walking around with your hair, your outfit, your shoes. That's some fighting
not
stuff.
Not my hair.
Portia, you would not like it if you wanted to wear your red hair and I had it on. It would be fighting.
Sherry, I go through this all the time with my mom. My wig room is right there. And when mama here, she'd be coming in the room with a brand new blonde wig. And I'd be like, that look familiar. And it's my wig.
Up next, we go thirst trap with the stars. Don't go nowhere. Dish Nation.
Dish Nation. Welcome back, everybody.
Woo!
Hey, hey.
Yes.
All right, Heidi, Frank, and Chewy. It is now time for Dish CSI, and that stands for Couple Investigation. And today we're taking a close look at exes selling Sunset star Amanza Smith and Taye Diggs. All right. So Amanza was recently interviewed on Not Skinny But Not Fat podcast, and she spoke very openly about her 5-year relationship with Taye. When asked about the breakup, here's what she has to say. Neither one of us was in the right place to date. He'd only been divorced like 5 months. I was the first person he'd been with after her. If you're the first relationship someone has fresh out of a divorce, it's probably never going to work. We're better friends. And when Amanza said her, now you know who she was referring to. She was referring to Taye's ex-wife, whom he was married to for 14 years, Idina Menzel.
Hmm. Oh, come on, let it go.
I have no idea. He was married to Idina Menzel.
Well, Frank, what do you think? Do you think that there's any truth to a man's statement just because he was divorced for only 5 months? Does that mean that he can't date successfully right after that?
I had 7 women I was dating at the same time after I got divorced. And I had to call them by the day of the week. I mean, I had dates with Monday on Monday, Tuesday on Tuesdays. I had to separate them, you know.
But
I was completely honest with all of them, saying, hey, listen, just got out of a marriage, and I'm dating other people.
I'm being casual.
It's all cool to be casual. It.
Now, Sherry, would you get involved with a guy who has just recently gotten out of a long-term relationship or a marriage? Would you do that, Sherry?
After hearing Frank say after he got out of his marriage, he had 7 women with the names of the week. No.
Sherry's not trying to be a Thursday.
Saturday girl's the most important girl because that's date night.
I want to be Sunday girl. I'd like Frank to take me to church and we pray.
Oh. For my soul.
Because I'm praying, I got your soul. You might give away your penis, but I got your soul.
Oh, wow.
All right, everybody. It's one of our favorite times on the show here on Dish Nation. It's time for Thirst Trapping with the Stars. 9 seasons. Can't get it together.
Nope.
All right. I have something for all of my damsels in distress out there looking for a superhero to save them, and that is Chris Evans.
Ah!
Now, AKA Captain America. Now, he showed off his gymnastic skills on social media this week by doing a backflip into his pool. Now, although fans were supposed to be impressed by his diving skills, of course, everybody was more impressed with his washboard abs and tats.
Take a look. That's so thirst trapping, Heidi.
He's Captain America.
He knows all eyes are going to be on him, and he's just wetting everybody's abs. Spit just fell out of my mouth right now.
Wow,
you sound very, very moist, Barry.
That was you.
Okay, now I have something for the fellas. Introducing Brad Pitt's new boo thing, Nicole Podorowski.
Oof.
Yeah, here she is to the world, thirst trapping in all her glory. The beauty posted a video to social media of her flaunting her flat stomach while frolicking in her healthy log. Is this a thirst trap or is she just showing off?
She has half a bikini on and a sarong. I mean, it's a thirst trap. She's showing off her stomach.
This woman looks exactly like Angelina. You know what? Brad Pitt has the type and is not Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Now, Frank, I heard you, you did okay with her last name. It wasn't perfect, but I think we don't even
Podorowski?
Need to, I don't even think we need to learn it. It's going to be Pitt.
No, it's going to be Tuesday. Right, Brad?
Stop.
All right, coming up, we're going to tell you how Cardi B's daughter, Culture, is monitoring her mommy's potty mouth. We'll tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Well, Portia, this might be something for you to look forward to, girl. It looks like Cardi B is learning the hard way about being a mom to a 2-year-old. Cardi says her daughter, Culture, don't even give her a chance to be explicit, as Culture always is correcting her anytime she curses. Now, Cardi took to Twitter to vent her frustration about her daughter being the swear police, she said. She said, I can't even curse anymore. Culture be like, don't say that, mommy, don't say that. Like, I can't even say damn.
And that'll make you say damn.
Great.
Now, Sherry, you know Cardi B can have a potty mouth from her music. Now, you think Cardi need Culture around to censor her sometimes?
First of all, I just love Miss Culture. I love
her.
That she is saying that to her mother, and that the fact that her mama's cursing that much. You know, when we have kids, there are checks and balance. So I love that Culture is doing that, and she needs to do a tip jar because she's going to be richer than Cardi.
Ooh,
if she puts that money in a tip jar.
Yes, she will. Okay, Portia, PJ is only one, but can you relate to Cardi? Do you curse in front of her by mistake sometimes?
You know, the thing is now is that PJ, she doesn't know necessarily what's a curse word and what's not. All I know is that's the only word she'll repeat sometimes. And it's like, don't say that word. I mean, but it's cute, though. I'm glad she's not in the studio with Cardi because I needed WAP. I needed that song. I need to be able to walk around and talk about how juicy we are as women, honey. So I'm glad she wasn't at the studio.
Okay. We got some warm-ass cookies if Coach was in the studio that day.
Exactly. All right, you guys. Well, moving on, I have a story that I know will make you guys smile and probably want to get up and dance a little bit. So, guys, this is my feel-good story. So there's a cute video going around that went viral on social media of a father and his daughter debating about the lyrics to this particular song, Candy Girl. Take a look.
You start singing Candy Girl. You are my... You get the lyrics wrong.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
No, no. Hear my voice. Candy Girl, you're all around. Little sweet.
Is that, that's where it goes wrong?
No.
That's where it goes wrong?
No, it didn't go wrong.
Okay.
I love it.
This was cute, man. Wow, this is cute.
What do y'all think about this? Does this give you baby fever?
Absolutely. I'm ready. No, I'm ready to have three right now. Let's go. Let's pop them out. Boom, 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 boom.
Yeah. Now, speaking of these lyrics, now, Sherry, how did you determine, you know, what time it was appropriate to play certain songs for little Jeffrey?
Girl, you know, I started out playing Kids Bop. I don't know if you played it for BJ, but I was playing Kids Bop. And then all of a sudden, Beyonce had this song, Partition. And then I got to going, and I was like, they don't make a Kids Bop for Partition. And I'm listening to WAP, like you, Portia. And Jeffrey said, Mommy, we're not supposed to listen to this. And I was like, but it's wet.
No.
Oh, shoot. I got to put my son out the car.
Oh, my God. You let Jeffrey hear that?
I was like, Jeffrey, you got a good beat. Don't listen to the words. Just listen to the beat.
You should go to the studio. Studio and cut a clean version just that you could play around, Jeffrey. There's some holes in this house. There's some holes in this house.
Like actual holes, right? Fix the holes in this house. That's what I'm doing. Yeah, we should hair crack.
Next, find out which celebrity showed their appreciation by leaving an $8,000 tip. Damn, we'll tell you after the break.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation. NBA star Russell Westbrook showed his appreciation to the housekeepers in the bubble by leaving an $8,000 tip.
Nice. Okay,
nice.
Russell told the Bleacher Report that the staff took the time and the energy to do their job at a high level. Now, the players have been there for about 2 months now, and I'm sure housekeeping had to clean up constantly. Mm. Now, most, if not all, of the NBA players have reportedly been very nice to all of the staff with tips and kind gestures. Gary, do you feel the $8,000, do you feel that's a good amount? How much would you have tipped Gary after 2 months of the staff taking care of you?
I would have gave the tips. I mean, I would have gave him like maybe $20 a day. I mean, that's sufficient to each housekeeper. $20 is a lot of money. It depends on how many housekeepers, first of all, he tipped. So, but that was good that he was able to do it because he got the money.
So who's the biggest tipper of Dish Nation? Like, what's the biggest tip y'all have ever left?
Child, Brad is the biggest tipper. You know, Brad is the biggest tipper.
Well, you know what? I must say that recently we tipped our makeup artist $5,000 because she's always reliable. No, she's reliable. She has the best spirit. She showed up for COVID with a mask on when nobody else would. Oh, like, for real. Oh. And she looks out. She looks out for real.
Okay, wait a minute.
Shout out to Nikki Dejois.
My makeup artist is sitting right here, man.
You could have gave me like $2,000 and some tacos, and I would have cleaned your house and did your makeup. Like, come on, B.
But you wouldn't have been able to beat this mug the way she does, darling.
Brett, my makeup artist said if she gets a plane ticket now, can she fly to Atlanta and help you out?
Ooh, she better leave you.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.